تنزيل وكيل الحديد وتثريد people who were caught in a cave and then how Allah Ta'ala relieved them and given them najat, given them the salvation, and that was by presenting their amal, righteous deeds which they had done, and also their intentions which were so pure and clean that they did all that only for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So we were discussing the various additional points that we learned from this hadith. We also learned that Allah Ta'ala does not allow good actions of a person to go in vain. Whatever good actions we do, they come to our aid. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali mentioned that whenever some problem gets solved, if we think of it, we will see it was some good deed that we had done for the pleasure of Allah, that Allah Ta'ala favored us with that. So our good deeds help us tremendously in this world also. And good deeds are those which are done according to Shariat, according to the command of Allah Ta'ala. And together with that, that our intentions also be only for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So we must never ever hold back in doing good deeds. We are just waiting on the phone for somebody to answer. We can read some Durood Sharif in that time. We can make some zikr in that time. That will also help us tremendously. Wherever we are, and whatever opportunity we got, always there is the opportunity to make some ibadat, some actions which will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by doing those actions, Allah Ta'ala, with the correct intention for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, Allah will become extremely pleased. A person's good actions will save him from difficulties and problems. When a person does good deeds, first of all, problems won't come to him. And if for any reason, because Allah's system of working is in very many different ways, if some problem does come, which comes in a test, but then also his good deeds will save him. As we saw, these were very different pious people. But they got trapped in that cave, and what helped them again was their good actions. And of course, as we are mentioning, and it comes repeatedly, with the correct intentions also. So we should endeavor that all our actions conform to Sharia and that they are done correctly. Not what we think is correct, a new form of Sharia and watered down Islam, etc. But no, that which Allah Ta'ala has commanded and which is the proper deed. And then again, of course, with intention also, and that intention must be solely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Also, that Allah Ta'ala grants some of His pious servants the ability to perform miracles. This was also a miracle by which they were saved and they came out of their difficulty. So this was also a great favor of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala grants it to whom He wants to. No wali and no nabi also is in control of any karamat, any miracle. Mu'ajiza of a miracle of a nabi, karamat of the awliya, nobody has the control over them. Whom Allah Ta'ala wants to bless with, Allah blesses and makes it apparent on their hands. But it is only from Allah Ta'ala, and karamat is known as a karamat, that is honor. Like Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. We had honored Bani Adam. So a karamat is also a great honor of Allah Ta'ala, and it is solely in the hands of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala grants it to the awliya, not really that their status are also raised by it, but by it Allah makes deen to come alive. When people see those karamat, then many, many people come onto Hidayat, many people accept Islam, as is the case if we read in the history of Islam, that wherever people were granted with these karamat, it was the source of Hidayat of mankind. So the awliya, they don't want it for themselves and for their own honor. Allah Ta'ala honors them, and through that Allah Ta'ala gives Hidayat to mankind. So this hadith is a beautiful hadith for us to learn, that we should always be doing good deeds, and in the times of difficulties, those good deeds will come to our aid. Also, it teaches us that our intentions must be always correct and only for the pleasure of Allah. And as Akabir Sufiya has written, that ikhlas and sincerity comes very late in the life of a person. Also, in the fear that I am not sincere, we should not give up our action. Action has to be present. Then our intention can be correct. If there is no action, then how can there be an intention? So some people are deceived by shaitan that when my niyat is not correct, what is the benefit of doing the amal? No, the amal we must carry on all the time. And at the same time, we have to make effort that our intentions also come correct. In other words, to understand it a bit easier, if we don't have a cup, where are we going to put our tea in? First you have to have a cup, then you'll be able to get your tea in there. So in the same way, the action has to be there first, then the intention will also come and become perfect. It isn't that if there is no cup, no amal, then for what are we going to make action, intention? So always we must carry on with our intention, with our action, never let shaitan deceive us. And that we say that I'm not sincere, so what is the use of doing the amal? No, our amal we must carry on, and then our intention also we must keep on working and correcting it. And in this way we will reach, inshallah, the perfection of intention. Perfection of intention comes very late in a person's life. A person does as a amal, as our ulama teach us, and then it becomes a habit. A person normally does amal for riya, for showing people, and then it becomes a habit, and then it becomes ibadah, and then intention comes in there with perfection for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. But on the other hand, we must not be lax and think that we don't just worry about our intention and it will come on its time. No, we have to work towards it. And fortunate is that person that early in his life, his intention is also perfected. And his amal also that are such that are acceptable by Allah Ta'ala. And Allah is that great pious, that great kind and merciful being. That Allah Ta'ala, many times whatever was done in the past, even with the wrong intention, Allah now suddenly, when we had made our intention correct, in the barakat of that, Allah accepts all the past amal also. Though they were not done with the correct intention, Allah in His mercy accepts them also. So this one chapter is completed, the chapter on intention and sincerity and doing amal only for Allah. May Allah bless us with this reality and bring this true sincerity in us, and that we get the proper understanding of deen and we practice upon deen as it is supposed to be.